The Art of Keeping Cool by Janet Taylor Lyle, narrated by Charles Carroll. Chapter 1. Early Saturday morning, we heard the big guns were pulling close to Sachem's Head. The word was they'd begin passing through town sometime between 10 and 11 o'clock, so my cousin Elliot and I walked up Parsons Lane right after breakfast. We stood along the side of West Main Road with a raw sea wind whipping past our ears, and it wasn't long before we got so cold we had to start hopping. "Hey, Robert, did we have to get here so early?" Elliot panted between hops. "We had to," I panted back. "It's going to be history." This was early in March 1942, barely 3 months after Pearl Harbor was bombed and America went to war against the Nazis and the Japanese, and we weren't the only ones on the road that morning. Soon people began to stream out from everywhere and wait at the ends of their driveways. Kids were climbing trees to look up the road. Every so often, somebody would ride by in a car or on a bike and yell out a progress report. "They're at Wickham Road. Won't be long now. They're up to Mrs. Grinnell's." They were mighty 16-inch bore naval guns, two of them, the largest and most powerful long-range weapons at that time. I'll never forget how the first tremendous body rose over the hill, its long gray barrel pointed back up the road. An escort of armed soldiers walked soberly alongside. "Stand back," I told Elliot. "It might speed up coming down." There was no need to worry. Each gun was chained on two, not one but two, flatbed hauls.